Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktarinda. Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 13, Deliverance of Jagai and Madai. Yesterday we were hearing about the acceptance. Mahaprabhu has accepted Jagai and Madai to take part in the evening kirtans and Shiva Sangam. And of course, it was pointed out to me yesterday that at Shiva Sangam there are only about 200 devotees or so that are called the Antaranga Bhaktas, the internal associates, most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya. And outside, so many people would beat on the door and asked to gain entrance or admittance. And generally, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes that they were Pashandis, because that was mentioned in earlier chapters. They were atheists or non-believers, and they were conjecturing that so many abominable activities were going on inside of Shiva Sangam, that everyone was simply drinking and dancing in drunken intoxication. And they were also enjoying women in there. They were imagining all kinds of things. But it was pointed out to me that also outside the gate, there were many Vaishnavas. Some Vaishnavas were also there. And they were asking, please let us in. We want to go inside. And they were denied entrance. They were not allowed to go inside. And then the question is, why these Vaishnavas weren't allowed to go inside the evening kirtans at Shiva Sangam? Can you postulate an answer? This is the question to all of you. Inside Shiva Sangam, there were so many devotees chanting in kirtan. And there were some Vaishnavas, Navadvip Vaishnavas, that also wanted to get inside the kirtan, but they were not allowed inside Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya now is letting Jagai and Madai come there. And it says that Aptagana Sambhaila Prabhura Sahite Padila Kapata Karo Shakti Nahi Jaite. This was yesterday's verse. The intimate associates entered along with the Lord. The door was then closed and others were not allowed to enter. So this is Jagai and Madai have been escorted into Srivas Angam for the evening kirtan party, all night kirtan. So the question is there were other Vaishnavas in Navadvip that would have come to the gate and said, let us come in. We also want to chant. We're not atheists, we're not offenders. So why weren't they let in? Yeah. The answer, basic answer was pretty much the first reply was about correct, and this was also your answer, and which was similar to his answer. The answer is that those few Vaishnavas that may have approached the gate and tried to get inside, they were not chanting Shuddha Nam. They were chanting Namabhas or Namaparad, but they weren't chanting Shuddha Nam. And all the chanters, everyone in the kirtan party in Lord Chaitanya's Shiva Sangam kirtan, they were all chanting Shuddha Nam. So therefore, by that pure name, that's how they became confidential associates, because they were chanting the pure name and they were accepted. So Jagai Madai had become purified, Sarva Shakti Samanvitam. All the power and mercy of Nityananda entered into Madhai's body, and of course Jagai got the full mercy of Gauranga. So getting the full mercy of Gauranitai means that one will chant Shuddha Nam. So now Jagai and Madhai are entering into Shiva Sangam, and they are going to join the evening Sankirtan party, and they will also add their Shuddha Nam chanting to the Sankirtan. Text 237, Chapter 13. Vasila asiya maha prabhu vishambhar dui pashe shobe nityananda gadadhar. Mahaprabhu Vishambhar came in and sat down. Nityananda and Gadadhar sat on either side of him. Samoke Advaita Vaise Mahapatraraj Chari Dike Vaise Sabha Vaishnava Samaj. Advaita, the greatest recipient of Vishambhar's mercy, sat in front of the Lord, and the other Vaishnavas sat all around the Lord. Pundarika Vidyanidhi Prabhu Haridas Garuda Ramai Srinivasa Gangadas Vakreshwara Pandit Chandra Shekara Acharya He Sabha Janena Chaitan Yera Sabha Karya. These are all the other prominent devotees that were there. Pundarika Vidyanidhi Haridas Thakur Garuda Ramai Goswami. Ramchandra Goswami was the adopted son of Janava. Janava adopted him. Srinivas, Gangadas, Rakeshwar Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya. They all knew the pastimes of the Lord. So this is a gathering of Krishna's eternal, Lord Chaitanya's eternal associates. Aneka Mahanta Ara Chaitanya Vedya Anande Vasila Jagai Madailaya. Numerous exalted devotees happily sat with Jagai Madai around Lord Chaitanya. Loma Harsha Maha Ashru Kampa Sarvagai Jagai Madai Donhai Gada Gadi Jai. As Jagai Madai rolled on the ground, their hair stood on end. They shed tears and their entire body shivered. So now Jagai Madai are again rolling on the ground. But this time they're not rolling on the streets of Navadvip due to the intoxication of liquor. But they're rolling in the courtyard of Srivas Thakur's house, intoxicated with the blissful association of Lord Chaitanya and his Parishas and the chanting of the pure name of the Lord. And so many sattvic bhavs are coming. Kara Shakti Bhujite Chaitanya Abhimata Dui Dasyu Kari Dui Mahabhagavata. Who has the power to understand the desire of Lord Chaitanya, who has transformed the two rogues into Mahabhagavats? So this is an interesting point that the two rogues can be transformed into Mahabhagavats by the mercy of Gaura Nithai. So this is the Shakti. Kara Shakti Bhujite Chaitanya Abhiman. This is Chaitanya's Shakti. Tapasvi Sanyasi Kari Parama Pashanda E Matalilatana Amritara Kanda. Lord Vishambhar delivered many atheistic ascetics and sannyasis by such nectarian pastimes. So this is an example of the great mercy and power of Lord Chaitanya to deliver someone. Ihate Vishvasa Jara Se Krishna Pai Hitte Jara Sandeha Se Adapate Jai. Vrindavan Das Thakur states, anyone who has faith in these pastimes attains Krishna, while those who have doubts fall down. Rather long purport. Interesting purport. Srila Siddhanta Saraswati comments, those who cannot understand Krishna's Gaura pastimes, very interesting, he says, those who cannot understand Lord Krishna's Gaura pastimes and as a result become maddened by material enjoyment can never achieve inclination for serving the Lord. Their absorption in matter is inevitable, and various material miseries push them down into a lower status of life. Devotees of Lord Gaura can easily engage in the service of Krishna. Unless one realizes that the attainment of the inclination for Krishna's service is the only supreme aim and topmost of all goals of life, one will degrade further from his inauspicious condition. By discussing spiritual literatures, a materialistic living entity day by day develops distaste in his own materialistic propensities. When one sits at the lotus feet of the spiritual master and receives sound vibration saturated with vidvad vrudhi, which means conventional meaning of words according to enlightened persons. In other words, when one hears the realized Harikatha from the spiritual master, then his eagerness for eternal spiritual variegated pastimes that are transcendental material nature increases. So basically, the whole purport is saying that if materialistic people are favorable, if someone is maybe materialistic initially, but if he's favorable to hearing Harikatha and he submissively sits with a devotee, especially an advanced devotee, and hears Harikatha from them, then he will awaken a desire to serve Krishna in his heart. He will think, oh, this is very attractive. These ideas are very interesting to me. I would like to take up this line of thought or this line of behavior. So he says that in order to award Krishna's devotional service, Sri Radhamadan Mohan appears as Radha Govinda with their associates to give the eligibility to enjoy the pleasure of their service. Then the living entity attains the ultimate goal of life in the Rasalila arena of Sri Gopi Janavallava. Such are the glories of faith in the lotus feet of Sri Gaurasundar. Attaining foolishness from the deceitful nature of those who speak enviously about Gaura and are expert in word meanings, one should never be the object of one's faith. So, I mean, of course, this Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I suppose this was a Bengali commentary, and this is translated in English by Bhumipati. So the English is quite confusing and erudite. You can only imagine what the Bengali is like. They try to make it somewhat easy to understand. What he's saying is, Lord Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. And if one has faith, because the whole commentary, remember, the commentary is on the basis of this verse. And the verse says, Vishwas, Krishna Pai. Anyone who has faith in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes will attain Krishna. But if you don't have faith, you fall down. That's the verse. So the commentary is quite connected, simply elaborates on the verse by saying that if we actually have faith in the pastimes of Lord Gauranga, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya, he's non-different from Radha and Krishna, then that faith, that submissive hearing of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes with faith will different stages will appear in our life. Firstly, Lord Chaitanya will manifest his mercy in the form of Radha Madan Mohan. It's all Krishna. Madan Mohan, Govindaji and Gopinath, or Gopi Janavallabha, are all Krishna. Krishna manifesting as Sambandha. Krishna manifesting as Abhideya. Krishna manifesting as Prayojan. So when Gaur gives his mercy to the listener of Gaur Katha, or Gaur Leela, then one becomes fixed in his relationship with Krishna. That's called Sambandha. He becomes detached from the material world and he finds satisfaction in his relationship with Krishna. And when one finds satisfaction in his relationship with Krishna, then he's free from the influence of lust. He's free from the influence of Cupid, who is known as Madan. Because he has developed a higher attraction, Pramjistva Nivartate, on the basis of knowledge, on the basis of mercy, on the basis of faith. So it becomes fixed in Sambandha Gyan. So when Gauranga gives his mercy to one, then that mercy transforms and appears in one's life as Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan, Radha Madan Mohan are the archa vigraha of Sambandha Tattva. And when one is fixed in this knowledge, you can say theoretical knowledge, gyan, of his spiritual identity, it's called bhakti gyan, or you say anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karmadyan amritam, that one's pure bhakti should not be covered avritam with gyan or karma. It doesn't mean bhakti gyan. it means kaivalya or advaitan gyan, mayavadi gyan. So bhakti gyan means knowledge of the jiva, the five subjects of Bhagavad Gita. This is bhakti gyan, because this gyan increases one, let's say, establishes one's relationship with Krishna. This is the sandini aspect. And then Gauranga, this is the theoretical knowledge. One understands who is God, who I am, that I should serve him. That is my position, my identity. Then one begins to serve. Gauranga gives his next installment of mercy and appears as Radha Govinda. These deities are they inspire one to serve the Lord. They inspire one and encourage one to serve the Lord. They give the impetus, the inspiration, and a desire. Yes, I want to serve. So Radha Govinda Dev, they are the Archavigraha of Abhideya. And Rupa Goswami is the teacher of the Abhideya science, the science of serving Krishna, the science of devotion. Bhakti Yoga Abhyas, Bhakti Yoga Sarana, Vaidhi Sarana, Raghunuga Sarana, and then that brings bhava and prema. So that's what he's saying in the purport. Then finally, Gauranga, as one goes on, Gauranga reveals himself as Gopi Jana Vallabha, which means Radha Gopinath, which means Ladini Shakti. This Sandini Shakti is Radha Madan Mohan, establishing in the position of knowledge, relationship. Then the action, Jnana Bala Kriya Cha. Jnana Bala Kriya. So Jnana, this Jnana aspect, Vigyan, realized knowledge, practical knowledge, putting our knowledge into practice is called practical knowledge. We learn about the science of devotional service, then we serve. We learn about the 64 limbs of devotion, then we perform them. We engage in them. We learn about the offenses, 32 deity aparadhas and 10 nama aparadhas and 10 six Vaishnava aparadhas and 10 dhamma aparadhas. Then we learn that. That's knowledge. Then we practice. We avoid them. So then that area is Vasudev. Vasudev Krishna. This is called Samvit. And then it brings us to Prayojan. Prayojan is the purview of Ladini. Ladini means love of God. The bliss alad. The highest joy of the soul to be united with the Lord in a loving bond, in a relationship blossoming in love. So this is the energy of Radha Gopinath. So Gauranga ultimately reveals himself as Radha Gopinath in the life of a Gaura Bhakta. So Gauranga is Radha Madan Mohan, Gauranga is Radha Govinda, and Gauranga is Radha Gopinath. Sandini Shakti, Samvit, and Ladini. Sambandha, Avideya Prayojana. So that's basically what the verse purport is saying. Jagai madai dui janai stuti kare, sabara sahita shune Gauranga sundare. The two Jagai madai began to offer prayers that everyone was hearing, including Gauranga Sundara. Gauranga Sundara, beautiful golden limbs. Shuddha Saraswati Dui Janara Jivai Vasila Chaitanya Chandra Prabhura Agyai. By the order of Lord Chaitanya Chandra, Shuddha Saraswati, the goddess of transcendental knowledge, appeared on the tongues of those two. So that's Vrindavanadas Thakur is making the distinction. Shuddha Saraswati, the pure Saraswati, the transcendental Saraswati, who is referred to in the Brahma Samhita as Divya Saraswati. Divya Saraswati initiated Brahma. So there was no, Brahma had no wife at this time. Sometimes Saraswati is called the wife of Brahma or the daughter of Brahma. There's different viewpoints. This is the material Saraswati. that all the Indian students pray to. All the pious religious Indian students, they all get a poster on the wall, and it has the three Devis, the three important Devis: Durga Devi, Lakshmi Devi, and Saraswati Devi. Because every pious Indian wants the favor of Saraswati, Durga, and Lakshmi. Lakshmi gives money. Saraswati gives knowledge, the knowledge to get the money. And Durga, she's in charge of the material energy. So if she's nice to you, then her children will be nice to you. So one of her child's names is Ganesh, Ganapati. So if you worship the mother, then the son will automatically be happy. So in this particular poster, there's other posters that have Shiva and Durga and Ganesh and Nandi and Kartikeya sometimes. That's the whole family, Mr. and Mrs. Shiva and their son and daughter, two sons and their one limousine. Their limousine is Nandi. Limousine means their fancy car, Viman. So Saraswati, in college, we pray to Saraswati, Vidya Dehi. Topper Dehi. Number one Dehi. Please bless me that I become toppers in the examination. I want to become number one. But this is Divya or Shuddha Saraswati. She is the wife of Lord Narayan. So when Brahma was doing all of his tapasya, then he gained the favor of Lord Narayan. So Lord Narayan told Saraswati, his Shakti, he said, listen, you should give him some mantra. He wants something. So everything can be accomplished by mantra. She gave him mantra and said, This mantra will fulfill all your desires, this Gopal mantra. Whatever you want, material or spiritual, will be fulfilled by this mantra. So he had some material purposes and also spiritual purposes. So this Jagai and Madai, they started offering prayers. But who appeared on their tongue? It was actually Shuddha Saraswati. Before, when Jagai and Madai, they were also chanting when they were in the streets, drunk on whiskey, lying in the street. They're also saying, oh, there's that. They're saying so many shlokas and statements. But it's all profanity and all obscene language and improper words, cursing people and yelling at people. Now they became transformed. Now they're chanting beautiful prayers in glorification of Lord Chaitanya because Shuddha Saraswati is appearing in their tongue. So this is the blessing. Nityananda Chaitanjara Prakasha Ekatra Dekilena Dui Jane Jara Jaya Tattva. Seeing Nityananda and Chaitanya together there, the two could understand their actual identity. He mate stuti kari dui mahashai, he stuti shunile Krishna bhakti labhyahai. In this way, the two great personalities began to recite prayers. Anyone who hears these prayers attains devotional service to Krishna. Jai stuti shunile Krishna Bhakti Labhya. It's like Hindi and Bengali, almost the same. One attains Krishna Bhakti Labhya. Jai Krishna Stuti Shuniye. If you hear these stutis, these prayers of Jagai and Madhai, we will attain Krishna Bhakti. We recall that a few verses before, when these two drunkards were introduced by Vrindavan Das Thakur, he said, Jagai and Madai are two drunkards. They're two rogues. He was using the worst possible Bengali words to describe Jagai and Madai. They're the lowest of the low, the most vile of vile, or whatever. They're very extremely sinful and despicable. Now he's saying an incredible phrase. He's saying, Dui Mahashaya. Mahashaya. I actually read a description of what this word means, but I can't remember. Mahashaya. Maybe Mahasha, I'm not sure. But we have, maybe you've heard, there's one great, most great personality in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. And oftentimes he's simply referred to as Thakur Mahashaya. Thakur Mahashaya. Thakur is also a term of great reverence. But then Mahashaya is even more reverential. Respectable term, like we say, Maharaj Ji. Ji means respectable. Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. So, Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. So, the point I want to make, the main point I want to make is before and later. Like sometimes in a newspaper, they have some advertisement for some clinic where the fat clinic or slimming clinic of some fat lady. They show a picture of the lady before she took the 3-week course. She weighed 120 kilos and they show her picture. She looks, it says before, she looks like a hippopotamus or a buffalo or something. Before, and then it says after training. It said now, and now she's only 45 kilos or something. So before and after. So before, Jagai Madai were two rogues lying on the street cursing and saying all dirty words. And now they're in Srivasangam in the most exalted association in the entire three worlds. Nityananda Ram and Mahaprabhu and Pundarik Vidyanidhi and Gangadas and all these great associates of the Lord. And now they're Shuddha Saraswati, they're glorifying Lord Chaitanya, the most beautiful, beautiful Sanskrit verses. And now they're no longer rogues, but they're Mahashaya. They're great personalities. The translation in English is, in this way, these two great personalities, Dui Mahashaya, began to recite prayers. So before, the words that they were reciting while they were lying in a drunken stupor on the streets of Nadia would not benefit anyone. You dirty, you dirt, this, that. There's all kinds of dirty words. What we say, four-letter words, right? And I don't mean gore. Gore, 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 gore. That's four letters, right? Gore, 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 gore. But now, these words coming from the mouths of Jagai Madai, if anyone hears these words, they will get Krishna Bhakti Labhya. They will attain Krishna Bhakti. Just see the transformation. Mukha kavitakare yansabara smarani pangulange deki taragani. Says that mukam karo, there's one verse from Bhavishya Puran. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langai te grim yat kripata vahum vande shri gurundina taranam. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langai te grim. It says a mukam karoti vachalam, someone who is completely dumb, by the mercy of Guru, he can speak beautiful, he can speak poetry. Mukam karoti vachalam. Pangam langai te guryam. Pangur, someone who's lame, he's lame, he has broken legs. Giriam langate, he can cross over mountains. Tari deki gan. Anda deki tari gan. And a blind man, anda jana, a blind man, Taragan, he can see the stars in the sky. Deke Taragan. Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langa etegrim yat kripava tamaham vade shri gurundina taran. By the mercy of Guru. So this is the mercy of Gaura Nithai, that these drunkards are now representing Shuddha Saraswati. They become the mouthpiece. The mouthpiece is for Shuddha Saraswati. And Shuddha Saraswati is the wife of Lord Narayan. So naturally, her only aim and ambition in life is to increase devotion to the Lord, to distribute bhakti to Narayan, Krishna bhakti, Vishnu bhakti. So whatever she says is beneficial. She gave to Brahma, she gave the Gopal mantra. She initiated him. So this was beneficial for him and anyone. This 18-syllable mantra, this 18-syllable Gopal mantra comes down in our sampradaya from Brahma. This is Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. So we chant this 18-syllable Gopal mantra and it develops bhakti in our heart of a specific form. Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijana. It's all about Braj Bhakti. So here, Shuddha Saraswati's representatives, Jagai and Madai, they're uttering prayers which promote Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Bhakti Labhya. Let's hear the prayers. Text 250. So these are the prayers, beginning with text 250. And going on for quite a while. This is Jagai Madai Upakya. Upakya, like we have Richasura Upakya and sixth canto of Bhagavatam. Richasura Upakya means the language or the words, teachings. I think it goes on forever. It goes on from text 250. Text 250 to text 289. It's 39, 40 prayers. This is a Jagai Madai Stuti. I don't think it's very famous in the world. There are different famous stutis. Brahma Stuti. Brahma Stuti, chapter 14, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Tateinu kampam shushimikshamano. Punjana evatman kritam vipakam ritvagvapubir viridan namaste jivetiyo mukti pade sadayavak. This is a famous prayer that Srila Prabhupada translates so many times and speaks on. Tolerate all of our bad karmas and go on serving Krishna with body, mind, and words, and we will inherit the kingdom of God. Tolerance. So this is a famous verse. This is called Brahma Stuti. And there's so many stutis in the 10th canto and throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. Rudra Gita. In the fourth canto, there's Rudra Gita, sometimes called Rudra Stuti. Gopi Gita. So now, but who has ever heard of Jagai Madai Stuti? Not so much popular. But it's very powerful. See, this is the Shruti Phal. The fruit that one gains. When the mango falls off the tree, then you eat it, then you gain nourishment, you gain satisfaction, happiness. That the result of that fruit falling into your hands, that ripened fruit. So that's called the phal shruti, the fruit of hearing. So when we hear these prayers of Jagai and Madai, what will fall into our hands? The bhakti phal, the prem phal, the fruit of devotion, the fruit of love of God, Krishna bhakti labhya. So admittedly, I don't think if you ask the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, are you familiar with the Jagai Madai Stuti? Huh? Jagai Madai Stuti? I don't think too many Gaudiya Vaishnavas would be familiar. But this is one jewel. This is one jewel sitting in the middle of the Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just like these seven chapters of the Gita are sitting in the middle of the Gita. The bhakti, something that's valuable, a jewel is protected. There's the outside walls in the house, and then there's the room, and there's the wall safe, and deep inside that wall safe are the most precious emeralds and rubies and diamonds and costly gems and jewels locked in the wall safe. So they're protected on different sides. So bhakti is protected on one side by karma, on the other side by gyan. So this first six chapters of Gita are karma. last six chapters are Gyan, and the middle six chapters are Bhakti. So Bhakti is kept in the middle. And the whole Bhagavad Gita itself is kept in the middle of the Mahabharata. But that is the real jewel of the Mahabharata, is the Bhagavad Gita. So here is a jewel appearing from the middle of, this is Madhya Khanda, this is the middle. This is a jewel arising from the ocean of Chaitanya Bhagavat, because jewels are produced from the ocean. So this beautiful jewel is arising from the ocean of Chaitanya, in the middle of the ocean of Chaitanya Bhagavat, Jagai Madai Stuti. So we can take advantage, because they're very simple prayers and very beautiful prayers. Text 250, this is Jagai Madai Stuti. Because that says, Jai Stuti Shunile Krishna Bhakti Labhya Hai. If one hears with submission, hears with appreciation, hears with a service attitude, hear with a desire to get purified with a desire to surrender with a desire to serve with a desire to love. This is the whole sequence of hearing. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Jaya Vishwambhar Jaya Jaya Nityananda Vishwambhara Dhar. All glories to Mahaprabhu, Jai Mahaprabhu. All glories to Vishwambhar, Jai Vishwambhar. All glories to Nityananda, Jai Nityananda, who is the support of Vishwambhar. Vishwambhar Dhara means he's holding, like Murli Dhara. He's holding. Nityananda is holding Vishwambhar, right? Because Nityananda is Ananta Shesh. He's holding up the whole universe. And in that universe, and Sandini Shakti is holding up the whole spiritual abode with his Sandini Shakti. He's the support. He's the asan of the Lord. He's holding up the Lord when he sits on an asan. He's holding up the Lord when he goes to sleep on his bed. He's holding up the Lord when he puts on his slippers. Because in one sense, when you put on your shoes or chappals, slippers, they're holding you up. At least supporting you, keeping your feet up off the ground. So that's Nityananda, that's Balaram. These are his expansions. So he's Vishwambhara Dhara. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Jaya Vishwambhar Jaya Jaya Nityananda Vishwambhara Dhar Jaya Jaya Nijanama Vinoda Acharya Jaya Nityananda Chaitanya Jara Sarvakarya. All glories to the Acharyas, who take pleasure in chanting their own names. Of course, I would assume there would be different ways to translate this verse. Because I would translate it differently myself. I know a little Bengali. Because if you think of the whole thing in context, who is Jagai Madai are in the august presence, or in the auspicious presence of Nityananda, of the teen Prabhus. The teen Prabhus are Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Mahaprabhu. So he's glorified Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. So now it makes sense that next he would glorify Acharya. Acharya means Advaita Acharya. And it says, Nam Vinod, Jaya Jaya Nija Nam Vinod Acharya. In the translation, all glories to the Acharyas who take pleasure in chanting their own holy names. I would say all glories to Advaita Acharya who takes great pleasure in chanting their names. Because Advaita Acharya is one of the kirtan leaders. He leads kirtan and he also dances in the kirtan party, especially in Jagannath Puri. So either way, all glories to the Acharyas or all glories to Advaita Acharya, who becomes totally ecstatic when he chants the name. He finds so much vinod or pleasure there. All glories to Nityananda, who does everything for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. So many peacocks in the temple. That's one of the special features of Mayapur. This chanting, this ulas, it's very wonderful. Because it's an udipan. It's called udipan. Udipana, udipaka. Udipaka, udipaka. Which means a stimulant. It's supposed to stimulate our stahibhav. or the feeling of love, the permanently established feeling of love, the sentiment of love in the heart of the elevated devotee. And this, and it of course, increases, it's all performed for the pleasure of the Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kirtan party, when his kirtan party was going on, which we're reading about, it's very interesting because the kirtan is not going on now, but there's a brief interlude before the kirtan. And Jagai and Madai are offering these 40 prayers. But once the kirtan gets in full swing, 11 o'clock at night, 10:30, 11, 12, all the male members, all the pundits, basically, it's all Brahmins. Practically the entire Sangam at Shiva's Angam is Brahmins. It's hard to even think of one who isn't a Brahmin. Gangadas Pandit and Kulavecha Sridhari is also a Brahmin. And there's only the couple exceptions that are there. Everyone's a Brahmin except three of them. Right? Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Acharya Ratna, Chandrasekhar Acharya, they're all Brahmins. Practically all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya and the Shiva Sangam, they're all Brahmins. So there, all the male members are there in the kirtan. The point I want to make is that all their wives are in their inner house. Shivas' wife, Malini, and the wives, and all the different wives of the devotees there, they're all inside the house, in the inner house. And they're looking, they're watching the kirtan, they're watching the men dance, just like these, during the evening kirtan, all the devotees, brahmacharis, whatever, they're dancing in front of Panchatattva, and all the yatris and pilgrims visiting, they all sit down. And it's like a dance show or something. The deities are on the, Panchatattva's over here. No one's looking at the Panchatattva. They're all facing towards the dancers. They're just sitting like this. The Panchatattva over here looking this way. Everyone's sitting there watching it, and then the dancers are dancing to the people watching them and back. And I said, what is this? Is a dance performance? They're dancing for the yatris. I mean, obviously it's for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. So the same way all the wives were watching the dancers. That also is Udipan for the Gaur Lila. So the wives are looking out watching the dancers, and as the kirtan gets to a very exciting time, then what do the wives do inside the house? This thing. Ululating or whatever they call it, ululating. They make this sound. And then when Mahaprabhu hears that, then he goes into Brajabhav. So this Udipan is a stimulant. It's like a catalyst. You add one thing to two other things and it creates a third thing. You have one thing and another thing, and then you add a catalyst and it creates a reaction. It makes a third product. So the ladies were inside the house watching and contributing in their own way, and also chanting, I suppose. And the men were all outside dancing in the kirtan, and they were in whatever bhav Mahaprabhu was in. But when Mahaprabhu heard this, then he remembered, that became peacocks. Because this was peacocks. He's hearing hundreds and hundreds of peacocks. Ooh! And then when Mahaprabhu heard the peacocks, then he thought of Vrindavan. Because this is the Vrindavan, when Krishna's having his rasa dance, about 12:30, 1 o'clock at night, the peacocks go mad in Vrindavan. They go really mad. They just start singing. Oh. So exactly at the time, 1 o'clock at night, 12:30, 1 o'clock at night at Shriva Sangam, when they're in the mood of this kirtan, and the kirtan is rising highly in a very ecstatic mood, ecstasy to high pitch, high peak, then all these brahmanis in the house, they make this sound, ooh, like this. Then Lord Chaitanya hears that, then immediately that becomes an udipan, a stimulant or a catalyst to send him to Vrindavan. And Audarya Leela becomes Madhurya Leela. And he enters the Madhurya Leela of Radha Govinda, of Radha Gopinath, by that sound, transported by the stimulant of that peacock sound. He's thinking, this is hundreds of peacocks. Now I'm in the Rasastali. I'm in Yamuna Pulin. And these are all the peacocks in the forest And they're all in ecstasy watching us. They're sitting in all the peacockers are sitting in the tree. So they have the bird's eye view of Krishna's Ras Lila. And they hear the music, and because peacocks like to dance. So if you like to dance, you need music to inspire you to dance. Right? Of course they don't, they have their own music. They're dancing for something else. But in general, when you hear music, then you like to dance. So they're observing Krishna's rasa dance. So this is a very, very auspicious and positive sound vibration. When people come from the West, they say, oh, what is this? It's weird. This is weird. What are they doing? They don't do this in Australia. They don't do this in Europe. Because Mayapur is the spiritual world. Mayapur is Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. So many elements must be here to remind everyone of Vrindavan, especially Lord Chaitanya. So this is a great contributor. This sound vibration contributes for the pleasure. And who is down in the temple room? Lord Gauranga. So Gauranga, when he hears that, then he becomes Radha Madhav. Right? So one Parakoshta is Radha Madhav and the other is Gauranga. Gauranga is Radha Madhav, Radha Madhav is Gauranga. Right? So it's all nourishing, the Leela. And it's so wonderful. We live at Radhakund, so we have lots of Bengalis there. So whenever there's kirtans, especially in Kartik, with so many Bengali yatris come, there's so much peacocks. But even when they go, because there's many, many peacocks living in Gauradham, and at 1 o'clock, 1:30, it's quiet, and all of a sudden they go wild. You hear them because it's very still at night, even though they're maybe half a kilometer from my house where all the peacocks are. Maybe half, maybe less. At 1 o'clock at night, if you're up at that time, then you hear, oh, 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 oh. You know, it's like, it's really, they're just calling back from one tree to the other. How, 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 how. Look, 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 see, see. It's very ecstatic sound. Then you're thinking, yeah, the rasa is going on. They're seeing it. Why can't I? Because this is the problem, because we're not the peacocks of Vrindavan. So everything Lord Nityananda does is for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. Acharya mam vijaniyam navamanyeta karichit namartya buddhya suyeta sarvadeva mayoguru. This is a purport. Long purport. 252. Jaya, these are the prayers. This is Jagai Madai Stuti, 252. Jaya, Jaya, Jagannatha Mishra Nandan. Jaya, Jaya, Nityananda Chaitanya Sharan. All glories to Jagannath Mishra's son. All glories to Nityananda who is fully surrendered to Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Sharan. Jaya, Jaya, Shachiputra Karanara Sindhu. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Chaitanjara Bandhu. And you could put all these prayers in a series. This is Jagai Madai Stuti from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just like on the Shivratri. Many people, they chant the Rudra Gita on Shivratri. And there's also some Shruti file there. Benediction or blessing for anyone who chants this prayer. So that's a very ideal day to chant on Shivratri. I believe this is the day that Lord Shiva got married to Parvati, as far as I know, Shivratri. So that's Rudra Gita in the 24th chapter of the 4th canto, I believe. So in the same way, this Jagai Madai Stuti, being Gauranga Bhaktas, we could extract this and put these 40 prayers together, and on appearance days of Lord Nityananda, Lord Advaitacharya, or any day, we could chant it. Because basically it's just all names of Chaitanya and Nityananda and describing their different relationship and qualities. So it's very, very beautiful and it's very, very fast. Take about 2 minutes to chant. Very simple. Jaya Jaya Sachiputra Karunara Sindhu. Jaya Jaya Nityananda Chaitanjara Bandhu. All glories to Shachi's son, who is an ocean of mercy, Karuna Sindhu. All glories to Nityananda, who is Lord Chaitanya's friend, Chaitanya Bandhu. Karuna Sindhu, Chaitanya Bandhu. So we'll continue with it, Jagai Madai Stuti tomorrow. But that's a nice, especially the devotees who live here in Mayapur, because there's so much focus on the worship of Lord Chaitanya here. And generally, devotees, when Hansaduta was walking with Prabhupada, one time he asked Srila Prabhupada, it's on folio, you can see it. He said, Srila Prabhupada, some devotees, they seem to like Vrindavan more. They like to live in Vrindavan, and they worship, they're more interested in worshiping Radha and Krishna, not so much Lord Chaitanya. Other devotees, they like to live in Mayapur, Navadvip, and they're very much interested in Gauranitai, Panchatattva. So is that offensive if one just... is it offensive if one only wants to live in Vrindavan and is not so much interested in Mayapur? Prabhupada said, no, that's not offensive. That's an individual choice. The devotees, due to Purva Sanskaras or previous life practices or a particular predilection or taste or attraction, devotees gravitate to one dham or the other, or maybe both. Gaurakishore Das Babaji spent 30 years in Vrindavan, then he came back for 40 years in Navadvip Mandal. So that can be there also. Devotees can equal affection. As far as the sadhya or the perfection, the siddhadeya, that's, you can get any number of siddhadeyas according to your desire, according to your destiny. So myself, I was meeting someone the other day and they're too much. They say, anyway, I know you're only interested in Radharani. You live in Vrindavan, but I live all my life here. I live in Gaurdham, Mayapur Dham. I'm too much interested in Gauranga. I'm my Nittai Gaur. You're a Radha. Because when I saw him, I said, Jai Shri Radhi, Radhi Radhi. He said, Jai Nittai Gaur, Jai Gaur. So it's like that. I know there's some devotees in Mayapur, they never go. They never once go. And there are devotees in Radhakund, they'll never go to Mayapur, never go to Navadvip. It's a matter of your devotional taste. But devotees that are here, it seems that Jagai Madai Stuti would be very, very favorable for Mayapur Vasis, because it's all Jai Vishambara, Jai Nityananda. Beautiful prayers. And very simple also. You can chant them very quickly. Easy to say. Karuna Sindhu, Chaitanya Bandhu. And all these ideas and these points that are mentioned by Jagai Madai are very nice aspirations for us to have. Oh my Lord, may I become an ocean of mercy. Because it says, Vaishnav Kripambudi. A Vaishnav is Kripambudi. A Vaishnava or Vaishnavi is supposed to be a Kripambudi. Ambudi means ocean. Ocean of Kripa, mercy, compassion. And Chaitanya Bandhu, oh, Nityananda, please bless me. I can become a friend. May I become a Brahmin friend of Chaitanya. May I take birth in Nityanavadvip and Boma Navadvip as a Brahmin, in a Brahmin family, from the womb of a Brahmani. And I'll grow up as a Mayapur Brahmin boy. And I'll go to school with Nimai Pandit. And then I'll attend Nimai Pandit's toll and I'll learn Sanskrit directly from Nimai Pandit. And then we'll debate with him and he'll defeat me. And maybe I'll defeat him sometimes. And I will be a Brahmin in Mayapur. So then I'll be his friend. I'll be Chaitanya Bandhu. So everything has its different levels. As I mentioned, these three levels of appreciation of the Shastra. So we'll continue there tomorrow.